It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I want you to get ready for another powerful message entitled, Get Back on Track. Yes, it's time for us to get back on track. This series is going to provoke you to take a self-check. You know, sometimes we may see ourselves one way, but God is looking at something that He's not pleased with. We find as Jesus founds in the letters to the churches found in Revelation 3, He found some things in some of those churches that they seemingly were unaware concerning it. Yet He was very displeased with some of the churches. And we're going to explore the church of Sardis. Somebody say the church of Sardis. And we're going to get ready to dive into the Word of God, and we're going to visit that church. But I want you, as we go through the Word of God and as we talk about the church of Sardis, let's do a self-check. Let's imagine that if Jesus was to visit my temple, my God, you know, the Bible tells us that we are what? The temple of the Holy Spirit. If Jesus was to visit my temple, my church, my temple, and write a letter, what would He say? Grab your Bibles, grab your iPads, grab your pen and your paper. Your life will never be the same. Get ready for Get Back on Track. As we turn to Revelation 3, I find the letters that Jesus wrote to the seven churches very interesting. He viewed each church differently. He didn't measure everybody by the same measurement or the same measuring stick. Each church had its own flavor or its own way of doing things. And each church had its strengths and its weaknesses. And some of the church was just, this is where you need to touch it up. But these are the things I found that I'm very pleased with. And then, you know, some of the churches, it was, it'd be that way. But it just illustrates to me that Jesus views us as individuals. He doesn't look at one person and compare one person against another or compare one ministry against a ministry. He looks at each one through His holy eyes. Somebody say, He's looking at me through holy eyes. Yes, yes. So as we turn to Revelation 3 and we dive into the church of Sardis, let's keep in mind that one day He may write a letter to us, in the sense that the Bible says what? It is appointed unto man what? Once to die, and then what? Judgment. The Bible also tells us there's a book of life, and that book of life depicting our lives will be opened one day, and everything we've done is what written in this book of life. So we want to walk in such a way where Christ is pleased. It doesn't matter what other people see, think, smell, touch, whatever, because at the end of the day, the Bible lets us know that Jesus Christ will judge the quick and the dead, or those that are living and even those that are dead. So each one of us are going to go through a refining process, and Jesus Christ is going to unravel those things in our lives that we may have tried to keep hidden, though, or act like it wasn't there. Oh, it will be exposed one day. You see, the Bible lets us know that every outer word, everything that we've done or said, we were given account of those things. Somebody say, well, Dr. Ty, I repented. I put it all under the blood. I asked the Lord to forgive me. I made restitution. I've done all these things. And God bless America. You are on the right track. But this time we're going to look at what? A self-check. Because, you know, even as Paul said, well, we're working out this walk. We have not what? Arrived yet, but we are pressing towards the mark. I'm talking to some people that's taking their walk with God very, very seriously. I'm talking to people who are determined that I am not going to get all the way to the end of my journey only to find out I have not pleased the Master. Oh, somebody look at somebody say, it's time to please Jesus. Oh, yes. So let's go into Revelation 3 and let's go into the Word of God. Are you ready? If Jesus visited your temple, what would he say? If he wrote you a letter, how would that letter sound? Something to think about, isn't it? So Revelation 3 and 1, message to Sardis. And he says to the angel, I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And he says what? To the angel, the divine messenger of the church of Sardis. And he writes to the church of Sardis. These are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. Put your hand on your heart and say, Jesus knows my deeds. He says to this church in Sardis, say, I know your deeds. You have a name, a reputation that you are alive. Can you imagine the Lord just looking down on us and he's looking at each one of his vessels and he's looking at the one with the name and the reputation and the one say, oh yes, that one right there. That's the preacher of preachers. That's the church that's on fire. But guess what he says to the church of Sardis? He said what? I know you have a name, a reputation that you are alive. But in reality, you are dead. Now that is enough to go, what? I mean, can you imagine having a reputation or a name that you are on fire for the Lord? You're doing all kind of wonderful works for the Lord and your reputation says it and your name says it, but you're dead. But Jesus looks at the inward parts and he says, yes, your reputation says you're alive. Yes, your name says you're alive, but I'm looking at the inside of you and I'm looking at your heart. And you are dead. Oh, what a wake up call. Verse 2. Wake up. My God. Look at somebody and punch them. Say, you know, just nudge them a little bit. Say, wake up. Wake up and strengthen. My God. And reaffirm what remains. Wake up and strengthen. And reaffirm what remains. So we take a back time and we can take a time and walk. Come on, let's take a journey. You know, I'll take some time to reflect. Reflect back on your walk in God. Reflect back on maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. Reflect back on your relationship with the Lord. Is it really more intimate? Is it really more on fire? Or are you living based on your reputation or the name that you established 10, 15 years ago? Only Christ knows, and you know too. But I'm looking at this thing, and it says what? Sardis, you were once alive. And if you study about the church of Sardis, you'll find that it was an affluent church. It was a live church. The community and everything was just affluent and alive. But the Bible lets us know that somewhere down the line, that church was near death. That church had allowed something to come in the midst of it that caused it to be dead. So the church was just still living on a reputation of being alive, but spiritually it was dead. Now we have to be real about the situation because we know what brings death. Sin causes death. My God, disobedience to God will cause a church to die or a person to die spiritually. We find that sin will do it. Thinking that they're standing, thinking that they're still alive, living on the past. And Jesus said, to me, you're dead. So he's telling this church, and I love this because of the grace and the mercy of God. You know, there's something about the Lord. He said, it is not my will that anyone will perish. God doesn't want to see anyone perish. God doesn't want to see anyone make it all the way up to judgment day. Lord have mercy. Some people don't believe that day is coming, but it is coming, that judgment day. And he doesn't want anyone to be standing in the balance. Standing wanting, standing thinking that, oh, surely I'm on my way. Somebody say, grab everything, get my crown together, get my robe together. I'm surely on my way. And we find out that some people are not going to make it because why? They didn't understand the wake-up call that Jesus is putting, the alarms that's going out. Wake up, my God. You know, we'll find that even in the book of Matthew, and it talks about people that will stand before the Lord in the last days and not even know that they are not going to heaven. They'll say, well, haven't I done all these wonderful works? Didn't I cast out devils? Didn't I heal the sick? Didn't I do all these wonderful works? And he said, what? Depart from me. I never knew you. You see, this walk in Christ is not measured by what other people see. It's measured by what the Spirit of the Lord is disposal. What does Jesus Christ see? You know, there was a song that people would say, search me, Lord, search me. May the light from heaven shine down on my soul. And if there's anything there that shouldn't be, please, Lord, wash me, cleanse me, make me free. Because we don't want to be deceived in this last day. We don't want to walk into a place where we're feeling like, oh, I got this thing going on. And it's not even close to what Christ expects of us. Look at somebody say the expectations are higher than you can ever think. He said, wake up and strengthen and reaffirm what remains, my God. And he said, what? Of your faithful commitment to me. To me, oh, in this journey, there are things that can come and these things can distract you. There are things that come that you could be so, people call busy, I say productive, or wherever you put it, you could be doing so many things, but not really pleasing God. It said what? Wake up and strengthen it and reaffirm what remains of your faithful commitment to me. Faithful commitment to Christ. Oh, I'm talking to some people. I can see somebody right now. You have a mega ministry and you just happen to tune into this broadcast. But you have a mega ministry and your day is spent trying to figure out how to keep this huge ministry, this mega ministry of thousands of people going forward. And you sometimes sit back and you reflect on how it used to be when it was just you and Jesus and a faithful few, and how happy you were and how delighted you were and how invigorating your walk with God. But because of the responsibilities of thousands of people now, you're almost about to throw your hands up in the air. But the word of the Lord for you today, and I'm talking to somebody that just tuned in, the word of the Lord for you is, hold on, help is on the way. Yes, you may have to downsize. Yes, you may have to make some difficult decisions, but yes, you're going to get that intimacy and that love and that joy and that peace you once had. Jesus said, well, wake up, my Lord, and reaffirm. Wake up and reaffirm what remains. That was a word to somebody that's just tuning in and saying, I want my relationship back.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.